Gaze into my crystal ball and see the future.
10 D&D predictions you don't want to miss.
That's how we roll.
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 Welcome to the Goblin's Corner. My name is Eric.
And I'm Matt.
And tonight,
we're talking about 10 predictions that we have
for D&D.
For D&D.
For
specifically.
For 2024.
Yes.
Now, we're a month or two off. I know. We're supposed to do these before 2024, but you know what?
It's been busy.
It's been a long series of months. But we've got 10 predictions that we think are going to happen, or at least we'll be amused by, that should be happening soon.
Should, yeah. That some of these are absolutely coming true.
Yes.
This started as our freebie, which is they're never doing Dark Sun for 5th edition or 1D&D.
That is definitely a prediction that is not happening for 2024. There will be no Dark Sun.
Yes.
There probably won't be it for 2025 either, because Hasbro and WotC won't do it.
Scurred.
Yeah. But we do have some more useful predictions that we think would work. So with that, let us round up 10 D&D predictions for 2024. Number one.
1D&D books will be delayed.
Reasons? Take your pick. My two guesses would be A, corporate restructuring, and B, because they have to find new authors after they fire everyone with over 2 years of experience.
Because corporate.
Yes. This seems to be the corporate will. By the way, this has happened several times before, if anyone remembers going from D&D 2nd to 3rd or 3rd to 4th. So it should be no surprise that they get a whole bunch of people to write a whole bunch of books and modules and expansions. Then they fire everybody that made those books, modules, and expansions because they don't want to pay them any more money.
Right. They built the engine. They put the wheels on the chassis. And now they're going to pay new people without the experience to make it look pretty.
Absolutely. In addition to the D&D book stuff, sure to come, what else?
We're definitely going to get updated rules.
Yep.
With an emphasis on storytelling.
That's good.
It is. But an overall power nerfing / leveling, de-leveling, right?
That's bad.
I don't think WotC knows how to provide any balance for higher level encounters.
I don't think anybody knows how to balance out high level encounters, and the people that do, they haven't hired.
Fair. There are people who do. There are people who run great high level games, and you are correct. WotC has not hired any.
They will not pay people to do that. In addition to that, 1D&D books will be claimed to be backwards compatible, but they won't be.
100%.
Prediction number two.
A new Splat book will come out, and it'll be just enough to irritate everyone.
Let's guess which one, Matt. Which one will come out that will piss everybody off?
Oh, Lord. Huh.
I'm guessing something that's Magic the Gathering related. It's probably going to be another Magic the Gathering one that has just enough information, but too thin of a book, and yet it's still $50. I bet it's going to be another Planescape book.
I'll buy that, and I'm going to add on to that. It's not going to have any new subclasses.
Absolutely not. It'll have like three spells. It might have a feat, and that's about it.
Yep. It'll have some new races.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll have a couple of those.
But none of the ones that people want to come back, like the Neflings.
Yeah. No slots. There won't be any slots either. Why not? Because they hate slots. Why? I don't know. They just do.
They hate party hats.
Yeah. No new subclasses, no new feats, some monster lore. That's probably going to be it.
Yeah.
So there you go, folks. Something to look forward to.
Prediction number three.
There will be another D&D scandal. I can guarantee this sure. is going to happen. It's probably already happened.
It is in the midst of happening. All of the emails are slowly leaking as we're recording this.
100%. And here's an even kicker. I'm going to be more specific. It's going to be AI related. Watch it. It's probably going to be. Here's my theory. All right. Okay. Bear with me on this. This is going to be great. It's going to be an AI related thing. It's going to be AI art. They're going to release a book. We've already mentioned this, right? We've already predicted they're going to release another book.
Right.
It's going to be AI related art in it. People are going to pissed off about the AI-related art. They're going to say it's not AI-related art. Then they're going to admit it's AI-related art. Then they're going to be sorry that it's AI-related art. And then they're going to make a book with more AI-related art.
Sure. Speaking of AI, I would be unsurprised if Hasbro WotC actually attempted to AI everything in D&D soon.
Oh, yes. Any application, D&D Beyond, all that jazz is going to be AI'd up the wazoo. Why? Because it's a buzzword for every single corporation in the world right now.
Sure, but also it's trash at creating a lot of new things.
Speaking of trash, we've got prediction number 4.
Hasbro WotC will again try to remove physical books entirely or make them strictly souvenir items with outrageous prices.
Yes. Why would they do this, Matt? It's very simple. They can't make money when people actually own something. According to them. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. They can't make outrageous amounts of money when people own physical copies because they can't control how you play a game if you've got a physical book in your hand or on your bookshelf.
Right. They want you to continue to rent all of the books. Q&D Beyond for that, right? It's literally a subscription base so that you can rent the books.
Yes. Our prediction is their sales will increase or decrease according to the amount of money they can milk off of you with their online products.
Yes.
And by the way, I love D&D. I have enjoyed their products for years, but we all know how corporations work.
And we do not love the direction this is heading.
Yes. Speaking of corrupt sales and such, we have what, Matt?
Question of the week.
And I believe it's sales related.
It is. What percentage of sales do you believe will decrease in D&D when MCDM and Daggerheart are released?
You're talking about this year? Whew. That's Matt Mercer's game and...
Matt Koval.
I'm going to say 25%.
25.
I'm going to say a fourth of their income will drop. There's a lot of crit fans.
I'm going to say 31.
31%?
Yeah.
What happens if I win or you win? We get to pat ourselves in the back?
Sure.
I tell you what, I'll buy you a bottle of something.
Okay.
If it's closer to 25, and if it's closer to 30, 31, you buy me a bottle of something.
Sure.
Anybody else want to have a prediction with that? That's cool too. In fact, if you have a prediction and you think it's more or less than 25 or 31, hit us up at Goblin's Corner on all the various socials, or if you'd like, you can do what, Matt?
Comment down below. It's right there. That's what it's for.
Right there in the comments.
Yes.
Next up, we've got number 5.
More D&D / Magic the Gathering bullshit.
They're going to still milk this game for what it's worth. This is great if you still play Magic and you care about Magic the Gathering.
I like the lore. I like the premise of a lot of things. And if they're Magic crossovers were, what's the word, good, if they were good, then I actually would be happy about it. But of the ones that they've kind of tried to put out, Strixhaven was okay on flavor, but realistically kind of garbage on fluff.
Strixhaven was the best out of all of them, aside from Ravnica, I think.
And Ravnica, they had some solid ideas that were poorly implemented in a lot of places.
Yes. Don't get us wrong. We like Magic the Gathering. We like D&D. We talk about it all the time. It's the reason we would consider this less great is because they've never done crossovers for either justice.
Yeah.
I've never seen any Magic the Gathering stuff for D&D that works really well.
The only Planeswalkers I've seen that were ever decent in D&D were third party.
And when I say decent, I'm not talking about the storyline or books this thick. I'm talking about stuff like extra classes, extra feats, you know, some kind of like
new subclass,
something I can sink my teeth into.
Mana mechanics for locations.
Oh, yeah. Maybe redo the way that magic works for Magic the Gathering in D&D. That would be kind of cool, right?
Yep.
I don't know. Have a subclass that's devoted to the color, you know, magic. That would be neat.
Yep.
Or land-based. Hey, that'd be a great way to bring Defilers back. Oh, but we won't do that because we're not bringing Dark Sun back.
Because we're not touching Dark Sun, right? Before we just dive headlong into that argument that we know to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, what you got?
Baldur's Gate 3 will be milked for all it's worth. We already know this is happening. Baldur's Gate 3, by the way, excellent game. D&D and Hasbro really want to get as much money as they can out of that. So I predict more DLCs announced this year.
Fair. They're going to do maybe some more classes.
That'd be fun.
Definitely, they're going to add some subclasses.
They might even maybe add a little bit more storyline or some expansion packs to it. I unfortunately predict the following thing that will also happen this year. Paid content.
Sure.
It's going to be it. It's,
sure.
It's, they're going to be...
It's not a free... none of it's free DLC. It is all paid DLC.
It's going to be even worse than that. It's going to be stuff like, I don't know, you get like a pet familiar. Maybe it's a flumpf.
Microtransactions for appearance stuff?
I despise microtransactions in every game I've ever played. I can guarantee that someone high up above is sitting there currently masturbating furiously and thinking, you know what would be great is if we do microtransactions and they each get a familiar for their character or whatever the hell they...
Chris Cox. Yeah, that's his name.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
I'll say names. I ain't scared.
Yeah, so they're going to milk it for all it's worth. Speaking of milking, let's talk about prediction number 7.
Hasbro will try to outcool some of the live play streamers.
Hasbro has realized that live stream actually does generate some revenue. It does generate some hits, particularly with the more popular streamers. We're not one of them, but we know of them.
Right.
Watch them try to claim D&D and all live streaming copyrighted by WotC. This will happen at some point.
I'm certain.
I would not be surprised if they haven't already tried this.
There was a little bit of sketch in that direction with the OGL scandal.
That's right. They will try these shenanigans if they can get away with these shenanigans. So, folks, be vigilant.
If it happens, then they're going to go after the people who are currently streaming and try to sue the pants off of them.
I would assume that it would be anyone that doesn't currently have a deal with WotC.
Right.
So, I wouldn't expect Critical Role to be sued for anything like that. Maybe.
Maybe.
But I would say those Twitch streamers that just have enough to maybe say, start to make some serious money.
Right.
And of course, cue the understandable outrage and negative feedback against Hasbro and WotC.
Sure.
It's going to happen again. This leads us into alternative content, which is prediction number 8.
More D&D movies and or TV shows.
The new movie was great. I have nothing bad to say about the D&D movie.
Okay.
And trust me, I've had a lot of bad things to say about the other D&D movies. Did you know there
Fairly.
Were what, 3 others?
Yeah.
Yeah, they suck.
Sure.
I'm sorry. They were delightful in a certain way, but they were mostly bad. The new movie will try to repeat that. Oh yeah, we're going to get a new movie or a TV show, but with new directors and new cast, and they will destroy the franchise. This is what's going to happen. They're going to be like, you know what? We can't pay these actors this much money.
Sure.
Do you know how much Chris Pine is worth? A lot.
So much. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of money. And the rest of the, yeah, I mean, all of the actors are really great at what they did.
Yeah.
And that's why they're not going to use them.
Again.
Yeah. They're going to take the actors. They're going to toss them away, particularly if it's a TV show. And they're going to throw an entirely new crew in Baldur's Gate. It's going to be subpar.
Fair.
They're going to try to add some crap that doesn't exist in the Forgotten Realms.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's fair.
Ed Greenwood's going to roll in his grave. He's not even dead yet, folks.
It's going to kill him.
It's going to kill
him.
And spin him. And he's going to twirl around, and now we're going to solve world power problems.
So bad.
Here's another prediction if this happens.
Okay.
The TV show will have the rights bought out by Amazon. They'll spend $500 million to produce it, and it will suck just like the Wheel of Time.
How do you really feel?
I'm saying that the Wheel of Time wasn't done particularly well.
Okay.
Y'all, for the, no shade on Wheel of Time. I'm sure they did their best, but you could have, read the books to...
Get some pointers?
Get some pointers, man. First off, they were kids. We'll go into Wheel of Time some other time.
Yeah. Now's not the time for that.
Now's not the time for that, because we've got 2 more predictions for D&D and Hasbro, and number 9 is coming right up.
WizKids will make something even more amazing that I cannot afford to buy.
100%. And I'll have to put it together, and I'll have to paint it. And despite all that, people won't care and will still buy them out.
Other people. It won't be me. It will be other people.
It might be me.
Right, but it won't be me. And finally, at number 10, we have...
At least one franchise adaptation Hasbro WotC will collaborate with or buy. My prediction, Avatar, The Last Airbender.
I like this prediction. I'm going to go.
Imagine Magic the Gathering cards with Avatar. It's already Earth, Air, Fire, Water, folks.
Kinda.
Now, D&D related, that would also be cool, because who wouldn't want to play a bender?
See, I thought you meant they were going to try and buy the Avatar game under the WotC umbrella, is what I thought you meant by that. Okay. Yeah, no, 100%. I'm going to say two more this year. I'm going to step it up. I'm not going to say it's one. I'm going to say it's two.
It's two adaptations? Yeah. What's another adaptation you think they'll buy up?
Have they done Cyberpunk yet?
Not yet.
Done.
Cyberpunk. Yep. There you go. You've heard it first.
Edge Runners. Yep. I think they're going to do an Edge Runners crossover somehow.
That'd be interesting.
They've done it with other weird combinations.
You know what? I'd probably buy it.
Just for the artwork.
Yeah. Just for the artwork. So there you have it. 10 predictions for 2024 from Hasbro, WotC, D&D that hopefully will come true. Hopefully won't come true. Depends on how you look at it. Some of these are probably going to be bad, folks. I'm just going to flat out say it.
Yeah. I want to see how they top the Pinkertons escapade.
Yeah, they really outdid themselves last year. Any questions or comments? Hit us up at Goblin's Corner on all the socials. Did you enjoy this podcast? We are predicting that we're going to come up with a few more. Subscribe to it on your favorite player, YouTube, and Twitch.
Click the 5 stars and give us a review on iTunes, Podchaser, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And on YouTube, hit the like and subscribe button. It helps get our show in front of more people, and it feeds the hungry algorithm.
Which is currently rolling up to you with a contract in one hand and a crystal ball in the other, about to brain you to death to use your blood to sign the ink.
I'm not signing.
The predictive lawyer. That's all the time we have for tonight. Once again, my name is Eric.
And I'm Matt.
We'll see you next time.
Have a good night, folks.
The Goblin's Corner is written and produced by Eric Holden and Matt Staples.
The music is by the Mighty D20.
This has been a Subterranean production.